It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Brrr. We've had a little bit of a cold snap. We're kind of coming out of it a little bit, but I hope that didn't discourage you from getting behind your grill and creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood. But I'm Jop. Hey, Barbecue Bob, you're back, baby.
Yeah, that's right. I got messages from last week's show asking me how my training was going, and I had to chuckle because I didn't. And I guess you and I had a communication problem, but I'm just enjoying the snow and doing a lot of plowing.
Well, yeah, I think everybody that's got, you got a long driveway too.
Yeah.
But everybody that can is moving snow around. Hey, we got Chaz in the studio with us as well. That lack of communication that Bob was referencing is that I didn't realize he was coming back this week, but I'm glad you're here. But Chaz was in the neighborhood, so like he's sitting in, baby.
And
so
I love the cold.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're a Michigan ice guy. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in the next few
minutes.
Yeah,
this is good for you, isn't it?
Oh, I'm loving it.
You going out to Reed's Lake yet?
Not yet. Not yet. We're going to talk about the ice conditions around, and it's not what you think.
No, it's not very thick, probably.
Well, down south it is.
Isn't that weird?
That's the weirdest thing.
I know. There's reasons, obviously.
Oh, I can explain them.
All right. So, yeah. I am really digging having a high-efficiency wood-burning fireplace.
Yeah.
And I've had the thing, you know, I sold them for 10 years, but or 20. But they kept getting better and better and better. And this was one of my, what I consider to be a, oh, you know, that heavy-duty company that charges too much, but the thing will never break. It's one of those.
Yeah.
Small manufacturer, but actually
built like a tank.
Really good, yeah. And that thing, I've been pounding on that since, I'm going to say I put that in 2006, 7.
Yeah.
And my goodness, it's
everybody wife, dancing around in their swimsuits
my wife's
at
going,
your house?
Yeah, sort of. My wife's kind of tired of hearing me, but I'll just stand there and look at it and I'll go, just look at that fire. And she's just like, yeah, you don't have to say it every day. It's like, I know, but I can't quit. The flames just lick. There's no smoke. And you know how these new stoves work? They reburn the gases. I find it mesmerizing. I just love, and people love a fire. There's
right.
It's spiritual. Yeah,
it's like my solo stove. It does that same
exactly.
thing.
Yeah.
It draws you in.
Exactly.
This one's much different and better.
It's just
I'm
got
sure,
doors.
But, right,
it's the only
yeah.
difference.
Right.
Those solos are awesome.
Yep. And they are mesmerizing because there is no smoke and the flames just like dance above
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah,
yeah
what
I get
you're
it.
Doing is you're adding oxygen to the unburnt gases, which is smoke as we see it. Those are unburnt gases. And if you get those at the right temperature, and I'm going to say it's 1,200 degrees or something like that, if you get those at the right temperature and add oxygen, it'll reburn it. And that's the secondary burn that people talk about if you buy a fancy wood stove. But the solo can does that same darn thing,
yep.
just with a simple can. As soon as I saw the design years ago, I emailed those people and I said, this thing is on
well,
fire.
A lot of people have them. All
yeah.
puns intended. It's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then I did a review for them on it. They sent me one. They said, oh, you like it? Yeah. Who are you? Who gives a crap?
Right. Yeah.
But I'm booking a lot of graduations right now and several weddings. So it's looking good on the catering side.
People are planning ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I haven't yet, but
June's about
it's coming.
Toast. June's
yeah.
about toast.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Already. Good for you, man.
Yeah,
yeah that's awesome. That's
so
awesome.
Thankfully, everything's on a Saturday, so I can still work and get them done. But
yeah.
It's going to make for a lot of tough Friday nights.
I was going to say late Friday nights, yeah, to get things going on Saturday for weddings and graduations and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're always available to do that. We don't run out of time generally. I'd have to get really busy for us to say we can't do it, but I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to,
yeah.
It's good
and
to book
you and
ahead.
I can cover each other that way as well, too. So there, you're right. There's not many times we can't cover something, but I guess I'm trying to warn people to shoehorn them because if your kids graduating and you want the Grilling Guys to come out, You might want to grab a date now.
Yeah, right. Well, and that graduation window is like 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, you know, surprisingly, it's stretched these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stretched out to over a month now. Yeah,
there's people doing them in July.
Yeah.
The kid left high school in May.
Yeah.
I suppose, you know, if the kid was, you know, an A student, we could do it in April.
Right. Yeah.
Or the year before.
Planning on it, you know. Right. Good student there.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's pretty got it locked down, right? You could do it ahead of time.
So I put on here, the prep we told you about is critical. We've been telling you for a couple of years now how to build up your grilling area and maybe put a roof over it to block your wind, all these things. Well, now is when all that blah, blah, blah we do, and we do a lot of that.
Pays a dividend, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I put a picture on Facebook of my grilling shack, and the snow is coming off that corrugated roof.
Right.
It looks like a wave because it was probably warm. Slushy snow, and then it got a bunch of powder on it, and then it's so much weight, you know, that metal's really slick. I have slid off those roofs before. I know how slick it is.
Sliding doesn't hurt. It's a sudden stop.
That's right.
Hopefully this time of year there's a big poof of snow.
Yeah, right,
but
yeah.
If you go to the grilling guys, you might see it in our feed. Anyway, it's just like a piece of artwork. It looks like a wave.
Yeah.
And then it got super cold, and it just hung there and stayed.
Yep. Yeah, it slid off a little bit.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And then it is. Yeah, except when that thing falls down on your head, because it's not so hard, but it's going to be cold.
Well, then Bob built a fire under it.
Right,
I do. Yeah. I do. I've been doing that a lot. And that's why I say now that prep we've been telling you to do, that's why it's so important, because you don't have to sit inside and, you know, mop the floor, do things your wife's trying to talk you into.
Yeah, I went over last weekend.
Conrad. Your wife's ordering you to do it.
Yeah, when we had Sunday and Monday, I went over to the east side of the state up by Bad Axe and went to a place called the Rooster Ranch with my Shartucky boys.
Is that a ladies' club?
No, it isn't. It's a pheasant hunting club. And we went over and hunted for a couple days, had a great time. But we made the executive decision that on Sunday night, we're going to do a steak dinner. Mr. Sobey put together some incredible ribeyes for me. They were so good. So really good. I mean, the boys are like, wow, where'd you get those steaks? And I got a guy, right? I got a guy. But we went over there, and it was, if you remember last weekend, the wind's blowing 35, 40, 50 miles an hour. You get on the east side of the state up in that thumb, it's flat as a tabletop.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing to stop the wind.
Yeah.
And but the house that we stayed in, part of the lodge, right? They got 4 or 5 houses they rent.
Sure.
Had a garage that they turned into like a lounge sitting area. Yeah, man cave.
Nice.
But in front of the garage, there was an overhang. And my luck was there. It was destiny, because the wind was on the back of the house, and I got to just crawl underneath that thing, but no wind, no snow, and I grilled steaks for these guys, because they were very skeptical when I told them, I'm going to make dinner. They're like, you're going to stand out in 0-degree weather.
So you had a good wind block and a roof.
That's exactly right.
Perfect.
And I set the tech on a picnic table, fired it up, and bam, we were eating steak.
Magic.
You know, 15 minutes. But had it not been there, I had brought a tent to throw up, because you don't, I'd have probably blown away if I'd have been in it, right? So this worked out great, but it was just luck of the draw. I was going to tough it out for 12 minutes for some steaks.
Well, you also had like the ultimate grill to do it with.
Oh, yeah.
That infrared, that version, that one you've got in particular.
That thing is pretty darn windproof.
It's amazing. Now, what I did notice is we did have trouble with those for a while because of the way the back was built. And we had to like sell some little pilot kits and stuff like that. But it's so slooped that the window, if you park it the wrong way, the wind will come in the back, because there's a big gap, and it's sloped hood, it'll come right along the front, and it'll blow right down under the glass, and it'll kill your flame.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
No, this was great. Worked out good. And once again, kudos to our buddy Tim Sobey. Those steaks were amazing. The boys were like, these are the best steaks I've had in a long, long time. I said, I know. I got a guy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yep. So coming up next, Chaz, get ready. We want a little ice report from you, if we could, please. Those of you that are hard water fishermen, listen up, because Chaz is an expert, and you're going to want to hear what he's got to say, because everybody needs to stay safe out there.
And he's got the hat to prove it.
All right. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.